June 2nd, 1991, 1:30 in the afternoon on a Sunday afternoon. Greetings, Commander.
Just hold a minute.
All right. Thank you, Commander.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Circle, path up in light. All light. There isn't anything other than light. Guess what we're going to call our new book? Maybe we'll call it light. I welcome our guests. I hope you don't lump us into a category of channels or that type of performance. We meet for instruction, business, and the reason that it takes a little bit longer to get her in balance is we have just moved from one thing to another without a break this morning for even a cup of coffee. So we're a little frazzled. What we're about here is extremely important business over which I have good news and I have terrible news. I'm urged at the bequest of Dorma simply because we have not been able to get at an express in a segregated manner. We have been writing, efforting to finish this particular journal because it is so far the most important one you will have published. We're going to have to get down and talk about what the universe is, what God is, what creation is, and how you fit. As we leave this one, we'll probably not move directly into the more in-depth studies of light as perceived by Tesla, Newton, and a few others, an advanced breakdown of elemental factors by Russell, until we have an opportunity to again allow the Masters to commune with you. Since the Rainbow Masters, I've been remiss in allowing my brothers to present that which you once want more than you want any of this other stuff. And that is your relationship and your journey home and your spiritual existence. And they stand patiently by, delving actually into very active life experience, efforting to guide some of these financial arrangements, perhaps Jermaine being the Kohan of the seventh ray and a master at transmutation, an alchemy. We ask too much of him. He's extremely devoted to this particular continent. I note that Tyke here has referred in his book to a message by Thomas Paine. I'd like to take that message a bit farther. I'm not even going to bother with the message because this is for him. But as time went on, Thomas Paine is basically the father of your nation. Unrecognized, but just as a Nikola Tesla, the greatest of all are usually the ones that are buried away from your attention. And anyone who would like to really learn what your nation was about and how it came to be, read Thomas Paine. And he summed it up very well. To effort at change and construction in a godly way is to spit against the wind. Now, some of you have a cruder term that you men especially like to use with ropes and things, you know. Don't be distressed. As you effort to unfold and find solutions, you may find that there are none. That will be forthcoming. That is not necessary. It is simply probable. And you must move from the perception that what is not accomplished or changed and reversed is somehow negative, lost, and horribly destructive. Everything moves in cycles, and it must be. That doesn't mean that we can sit back, rest our oars on top of the water, and drag them along. We must continue to paddle. Because that's the only part of existence that is representative, actually, to the being, and that is what you perceive action, experience. For there is nothing, 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 zero, save light. This journal will be worthy of your study. We've touched on it before when we were writing of AIDS and possible cures or elements that might effectively allow a body to cure. In your world today, however, you are going to find in a very short period of time, it coming back into your attention that along with the cholera epidemic, AIDS will have struck, is being introduced. This was the method to introduce this immune deficiency disease. I know that I'm not asked to prove anything, and it doesn't help for me to get up here and spout that rhodium melts at 1950 degrees centigrade and that it sits on the zero between the seventh and eighth octave. But these are things that to understand the life process, you ones need to have a glimmering of information regarding those things. And if you wish to be able to reverse some of these disastrous diseases, you're going to need to know a little bit more about those things. Along with bringing now the world a little bit heavier to its knees, many things are taking place. But cholera is going to just sweep across from one nation to another. It's already doing so. It hits, once again, the pathetically poverty-stricken people. Again, expendables, the intentionally expendable person. Ones come and say, God, how can you allow this to happen? Obviously, God does not allow it to happen. You create it, and you allow it to happen. There are several bits of very bad news in your news. One, you've had your Secretary of State in Israel every week since the war, quote, ended. There are some heinous agreements being made that will override any law you have. You'll have to go back, look at the Constitution, and that which is mandatory to service even above your law. Treaties, agreements, things of that sort made by your administration. You have now begun, the United States of America, unilaterally, without all the other nations involved, is starting a massive arms buildup in Israel. and along with the arms buildup, stockpiling of weapons, you are also sending them F-15 and F-16 aircraft. You don't have a parade of the massive size that's being orchestrated for the 8th of June without a lot of pre-planning. This is being touted as the most massive victory, military victory. Victory over what? Killing 1 million innocent Iraqis? That's your war? That's your victory? To put back in power those ones in Kuwait, who are now not even requiring an accuser to lift his name to the ones they have on trial. So you're getting your confirmation that this was certainly an absurd war for a very, very massive purpose of bringing about a new world order, your global one world government. They're going to march over 10,000 troops down your streets in this parade, along with tanks, aircraft, missiles. And you will think that this is a welcome home to your servicemen who serve so well? No. It is to show you and the world the strength you have when you try to counter these ones. These ones will be moving, you see, into the United Nations military forces. You already have the Russians over here from the KGB military forces integrating now within and working within your police department. Shudder now, because they just recalled over 700 semi-automatic weapons from your FBI. That wouldn't seem to mean much, but one of the things that will be required before they can get a nation, your nation, specifically at this point, under control is to disarm you. They must start by disarming all that could work with you. So at some point, the effort is to reduce the weaponry of your local national police forces into disarmed status, nightsticks and smaller weapons, so that they can then come in and take yours. Then they will bring in the other well-trained forces. They'll call them the reserves or whatever. They're going to be a partial part of your local police department. Then they will make a raid on your homes. Search and seizure door to door to get any weapons that you have. This will be through Magnificent Force. Then those children that roam the streets in the drug trade business, which is headed by your government, the drug trade business, that is, they'll just shoot them. They're going to disarm them, all right. But these children, as far as they are concerned, are a real hazard to have around. So they'll take them out. And haven't been able to take enough of them out through disease and through simple drug trade. So you're in for some extremely difficult times ahead. I begin to feel myself like a broken record when I say, do something about your business. It will appear to you that the market is doing very well. Everybody just run, put some money in the market because they're going to push it to 3,500. That's the intent, anyway. Gold will go. But you see, one say, well, you said that, Hassan. Also, don't give you time. And this is why I don't give you time. Because man thinks if something doesn't happen day after tomorrow, it's not going to happen. And I'm sick of you saying this, Hatton, and it didn't happen. It is going to happen. The push, you will note a total absence of any thrust about your budget this year. By this time last year, your government was in a total panic. By your fiscal year end, you surely remember what happened. They don't want to push it this year. They want to continue to allow you to believe you're going to pull out of this recession, everything is going to be wonderful from now on into infinity. And look what we've done. While we are continuing to give $100 billion away to Russia, to the Soviet Union, actually, the plans are to come right up and no budget again this year. And the day it will go into national emergency and your banks are planned to close, you will have an economic emergency. And already Bush has in his hands, because he has never declared a non-emergency. So all of the plans are written out, structured, the paperwork is done, so that once again, he doesn't even have to declare a national emergency. Doesn't even have to quarrel with Congress. It just, today is the day. He showed you what he could do last year. He walked out and he refused to sign until he was damn good and ready. So you have these brief months, weeks, actually, in between years. And if you have friends sitting on their assets, you might remind them what the possibilities are in the hands of this government. You will never see Bush anywhere where there's a group and he is standing, other than making a speech, without Scowcroft and Eagleburger present. These are his advisors. He will end up with Armitage and Gates in the position that he wants them in. This is being orchestrated basically by Henry Kissinger. It's never been different. And you keep an eye on who is with him. They never allow him out of their sight. They had to come up with these ridiculous foolishness. Doctor, how do you feel about Graves' disease and the water in Washington?
Never thought of it.
No, neither has any other doctor. So they can point that off on you. It's a distractor. There is now unarguable. Well, that's worse. There's proof. You don't hear much anymore, do you, about whether or not Bush was in Paris? Well, they had to set him up some way. He was opening his mouth and really putting the government's feet in it. Wrong programming. Now they have to create things with him that they will come forth and say, well, it gave him during this early onset of this terrible Graves' disease. There was just this period of time that blocked his memory. And he misspoke. Oh, they'll give you some big line of BS. Well, he was in Paris in 1980. It was documented. The ones party to the agreement have come forth. And it just shushed up. And if this is the kind of government America wants, one who to save an election will hold 52 men incarcerated in a foreign land. Well, that's what you've got. That's what you've come to. I wish I could sit here and say that there is hope in your struggle against AIDS. When you have the kind of mentality whereby an anesthesiologist who works with patients, a hospital is required or does at least send out over 5,000 notices to patients because this anesthesiologist died of AIDS in Texas. And then they come forth and they say, but don't worry. There is absolutely no way that an anesthesiologist, he breathes, doesn't he? They're taking lambskin condoms off the market because they found that AIDS virus will penetrate. What do you think those rubber gloves do? What do you think a mask does? It's just gauze. An HIV virus is simply a crystalline projection. Very minute, very lazy. Sits in the cell, well protected. Always it's the other attackers of the body that require the body to expire. You won't ever die of an AIDS virus. And before it was created and put on the market to wipe out two segments of your society, along with ungodly numbers in other nations, they already had the antidote. So what do you think your possibilities are, even if Type came right out here today and said, this box, just stand in front of it and you're healed, how long do you think they'll allow it to be used? They have a purpose for AIDS. And you can know they have a purpose for AIDS because AIDS, really, when it boils right down, is a tertiary syphilis. Quite well treated by massive dosages of aqueous penicillin. But we don't find that out. And when that information comes out, you bury it. A person having a blood test will test negative for syphilis. But by the time there is a Kaposi lesion, if anybody bothered to check them, you'd find spirochetes, terminal stages of syphilis. But they're not going to tell you that. Mm. Now we sit here together thinking we can make a great impact, and we can. But my precious friends, if you think you are going to massively reverse an entire civilization, it is not probable. All you have to do is watch for 1 hour, just 1 hour, music television. Make sure that you watch in the hour that Madonna does her version of Virgin. Because that is what you are feeding your children. And most parents think, oh, well, little Joe's just in there and he likes that music, and oh, I hear this Madonna so popular all over the world, and so she wears her garter belt and bra on the outside of her clothes, etc. Well, you know, it's a costume. No, it's not. It is absolute and total evil. And following hers will usually be something by a group maybe called Poison. This group now does a version of something called Wedding White, or White Wedding, or something like that, where you have this magnificently beautiful bride in her white dress. And it's all tangled up in satanic rituals and sacrifice, so that even when he puts the ring on her finger, it slices her finger open and the blood pours out. You cannot turn this world around as long as that is being intravenously fed into the minds of your children. That is the vision that they carry. And you tell me, do you see it turning around? Ones want to ask Catan, well, what do we do? How can we work? I have to say, I don't know. We will do what we are commissioned to do. And we'll accept that which we cannot change, and we'll work diligently at getting out information. But God does not force. And one will say, with these children, well, does this not hurt? Of course it hurts. But it doesn't seem to hurt the parents. Something for the children to do. It's deliberate. Your world has been poisoned. And we do what we can. And the only thing that gives you a prayer is knowledge. And that's what this journal is about. Knowledge. You must come into knowing. You must know the power. You must know your source. Because you will never change anything until you change the thought. Because all there is, is the thought of God expressed in light. There was a very good reason that in the beginning there was the Word, and He said, let there be light, and then there was all. I don't hold with any of your daily little diddlings of God. Today He made the sea, tomorrow He made, you know. No. creation was, is, and will forever be. And yes, George, I'm going to call this, and God said, let there be light. And creation was, is, and forever will be. Contact with Pleiades, Volume 2. It will look something like the front page of the manual. Light is a reflection. You are the reflection. You have senses. You are given these wondrous senses that give you the perception of things. If you are blindfolded, or if you're blind and you are have your earplugs and you are suspended, in this so-called void where there is no senses, no sensing, no sound, no visual, you are in void. And as we talked the last time, and as this journal will express, every segment makes a complete cycle back into that total balance. This is what and why there's no great, big, entertaining expression of anything from Dharma when I come. I am total balance. And with total balance, there is no sensation. I can come in on a frequency that she can hear. Actually, very few of you could hear it. It's more a sensation. Once again, she knows I'm here. She can translate the bleeps and blops or the pulses. But when we communicate, as in right now, there is a series of coming into total balance. She must come into total balance to balance with my energy. And that simply means a relinquishing through total agreement. And I appreciate that. And I would never misuse it. Overuse it from time to time. Never miss it. In fact, I get very remiss because this also allows me to utilize her nervous system. Simple electrical stimulation. I can maneuver her finger because I can direct the energy flow to where I want to stimulate the muscle, a foot. And in sort of our agreement that I flunk is that rather than all of you who would remember in the very beginning a couple of 2.5 years ago, right up to maybe a couple of years ago, as we would sit and I would forget to give us a break, she would not move. Once I show up, she would not move. Well, part of the agreement was I would move her about a little bit so that she's not dead when she comes back. And nothing works and nothing, everything hurts. But it's not mystical. It isn't even very shortly mysterious. Everything in your perception is light. Sound is light, pulse at frequency. The little electrons do not go anywhere, they just sit there. But they reflect, they react as the light hits them. just as a wave in the ocean does not literally move as you perceive it to move. It just sits there and goes maybe up and down a little bit in its reaction. But you perceive this motion. Well, I've got one of the hardest critics. I went through this field as we were rising. And she said, well, aha, now you tell me how you get that water from a waterfall down there, you know, 1,200 feet below. And I told her that was another journal. That always gets you off the hook. It is so simplistic that man tends to complicate it. You pick up all of your color spectrum through light, sound through light, touch through light, manifestation is coalescence of light. But you have manifested and coalesced light into what you perceive as solid matter, but completely invisible, it is broken down into its finest parts. There are 9 octaves of particulate. You are really romantically pieces of carbon. And it's so wondrous, you know, when you've got a Polaroid camera that will pick up your auras. Hydrogen is a base of life. And what do you have in oxygen? I mean in water, etc., making up the majority of your system when you breathe air. When you breathe oxygen. Well, air, what is that? H2? No, that's water. At any point, you are breathing, taking in oxygen, breathing out carbon dioxide. In the process, you're exchanging a lot of hydrogen atoms. Hydrogen shows up on the spectrum as red. So depending on the state of the body and its expression or impression, when that picture is being taken, will oftentimes reflect a red aura. The reason that I'm spoiling your fun over those things is because you must not go into life with mysticism on your brain. By the time we're through, there's going to be a handful that, bless Jillian, is going to know how to ascend. Simply because there is nothing strange or mysterious still on the mechanism of allowing the expansion of material, matter, into that which will disperse and simply go upwards or outwards. What you will perceive of, because of the opposition to what you will call gravity, which is the total balance at the center of your earth. Now you're on the over the hump side of a dying sun. Now your sense of pure mathematical reasoning tells you that you have at least as long as you had to get it up there. But that assumes time when all you have is sequence. So I'm not fooling myself. by thinking everybody's going to pick up this book and touch it, and somehow you're going to know everything. But you have the best teachers in the universe sharing the greatest knowledge that they ever brought to your place. You have Walter Russell sitting at her keyboard monitoring every word put on that piece of paper so there aren't any errors. I'm greatly saddened because you see, ones come in and then they say, well, that was all right. I really enjoyed the Tesla part. But then you got into this far out stuff on Asia. And then you got into this really far out stuff on the Mossad connection. And that's crazy to believe that our government's like that. And besides, I don't think God should be dinking around in the government. Let's separate Caesar's will from God. Well, you try. Because I can't. And whatever you're doing is what we must do. So it's bringing a whole level of perception, elevating it to where there is some type of comprehension. And then as a few become informed into knowing this, then it can roll. But one such as Ed Meeker, what a sad loss of brilliance. And this is where I'm sorry, those of you who thought me so perfect that I never, you know, really cared about anything. I just be. I care that two would be, quote, channel speaking for the two rays of God would pull that man away when his whole purpose for coming to this planet was to work in this material, and he turned away. Because they said Duma was not valid. They existed with these ones and they were just people. How did you think God would come? Robert Schuller's Crystal Cathedral. How about Pope John Paul? They don't even like him in Poland anymore.
Excuse me, Commander. I need to turn the tape.